Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, you can't have New York without sports. And you can't have sports without the fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. Your 66 WFAN.
Welcome back to The Fan. Lori Rubenson here with you. And, well, we are about 15 minutes from midnight. And at that point, we are at the NHL trade deadline Monday. And we could see a flurry of activity. Certainly, the Rangers could be very, very active. To talk about it, we bring in Brian Compton from NHL.com. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Doing great, Lori. How are you?
I'm doing well. I always turn to you this time of year, and we talk about it. And I remember last year we expected the Islanders to maybe be a little more active. They held steady. Right now with the Rangers, the latest is that Chris Kreider and the Rangers are at an impasse on an extension. So will the Rangers be trading Chris Kreider on Monday?
Yeah, it looks that way, Lori. Like you said, it sounds like they're not going to be able to come to terms on a new deal, and they don't want to lose him for nothing.
What would be fair value when you're trading a player of caliber of Chris Kreider?
I mean, if he's staying in New York and wants a long-term deal, that's, what, 8 years? It's six
no, I
and
mean
a
fair,
half?
I mean fair value for a trade for the Islanders. I mean, for the Rangers.
Well, I mean, they're certainly going to, I would think that they're at least going to get a first round pick back and probably a prospect or two. So it's something to consider. And like I said, they don't want to lose him for nothing. But it's just a tough spot, right? I mean, they're in the mix here. So
yep. They've been playing great. Now,
yeah.
But here's my question then is, so because they were hoping, both sides hoping to get a deal done, now it feels so last minute. I know they've been talking to teams, but can you truly maximize value when really all you have is the last day or so to do it?
Yeah, I mean, look, they have to. I think they have to move him here if they're not going to sign him, and they have to get everything they can in return. There's going to be teams lining up to get Chris Kreider. You know, he's a maddening player to me, Lori, because he's got all the tools, and
yep.
He should score 35 goals a year with his eyes closed. And he has never scored 30, which is crazy when you think about it. But he could really help another team if the Rangers do move him here in the next, you know, 16 hours or so. St. Louis comes to mind. The Bruins come to mind. The Colorado, for sure. Mikko Rantanen went down with an injury for a few weeks. So there's going to be no shortage of offers here for Kreider. So we'll see.
Now, As we both were saying a moment ago, here are the Rangers suddenly making a push for that last playoff spot and playing so brilliantly lately. Would you be tempted, even if they have to deal Kreider, would you be tempted to keep the rest of this core together and try and make a playoff push? Or are all these things related? And if you trade Kreider, do you have to trade Jesper Foss? Do you have to trade some of the others?
No, I don't think that they have to move other pieces here, Lori. Here's my thing. If you trade Kreider, how do the guys in the room react when they're right in the mix? Are they
yep.
basically saying, well, we're throwing in the towel because you just traded one of our best players?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to be tough. Having said that, there's a lot of really good young pieces there. I think David Quinn is a really good coach. So I think even if they move Kreider, they're still going to be competitive down the stretch. But it's just going to be awfully tough to see them, you know, squeak into one of those wild cards if Chris Kreider's not with the Rangers anymore.
Do you expect them to trade players like Jesper Fast or Brady Shea or Ryan Strome, any of the others?
I mean, if they get blown out of the water, it wouldn't surprise me. But at the end of the day, I think Kreider might be the only move here. I thought for a bit that Georgiev could be on the move, Lori, but it's looking more and more like, and I never thought it would come to this, but it might just come to them buying out Henrik Lundqvist when the season is over, which you just never thought it was going to end in New York for Hank that way.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that then. Is any chance that there would be a real shocker and potentially that they would buy out Lundqvist right now and, you know, or in some way, you know, some way that they're moving on right now?
No, I think that's something that's going to come after the season. I mean, the only way that I think he's not on the team post-deadline is that he gets traded, which I don't see it. But look, like I was saying, I mean, this is a Hall of Fame goalie whose number is going to go to the top of the rafters at MSG one day. I just never thought that, you know, it's potentially the way that it could end for Hank in New York. But you're seeing what the future looks like right now because Shesterkin's the real deal. He's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I was comparing it when I opened my show. My theme for the show tonight was change is good. And in talking about change, I was comparing with Henrik Lundqvist. It reminds me of Eli Manning and seeing this changing of the guard. And, you know, Eli did, I think, Giants fans a favor in the sense that we didn't have to go through watching him in another uniform or is he going to try and hang on someplace else. He finally just did the retirement thing. With Lundqvist, I know he loves New York. I know he loves being a Ranger. Do you think he's going to be playing after this season?
I do. I think he'll find a home somewhere. Is he going to play 50 games somewhere next year? Probably not, but I think he'll catch on somewhere and try to help a team win that cup. He really wants to win the Stanley Cup before it's all over, Lori. Who wouldn't, right? But, you know, comparing him to Eli, and you're right, it's a really good comparison. The lone difference for Giant fans was they got to see Eli win twice.
Yep.
And to see Hank, you know, if it ends this way for him with the Rangers when they came so close in 2014, man, that's a really tough way for things to end if that's the way it's going to go down.
Talking to Brian Compton about the NHL trade deadline, and you mentioned it a moment ago. So I assume then you are buying into the legend of Igor, the legend of Igor Shesterkin. He looks like the real deal. It's only been 10 games, but, you know, what are you seeing so far from this kid?
Yeah, you know, it's just tough because of the language barrier, so it's hard to get, you know, how he is post-game. Like, he seems like a really laid-back kid, and, you know, he said some funny stuff through an interpreter, which, you know,
right.
You get in the second hand there a little bit.
Yeah, you're not sure if is she just funny, or is he funny?
Exactly. Or is she trying to save him because he's boring?
Right.
Like, who knows, right? Yeah, it's tough, but one thing I will say with 100% certainty, Laurie, he is going to score a goal at some point. It might not be before this season is over, but I covered a game against Detroit a few weeks back, and he was racing towards the puck in his own end of the ice with the empty net to try to stop it and fire it down. He's so good at stick handling, Laurie. He's certainly going to score a goal before it's over, no doubt.
All right, so let's switch to the Islanders for a moment, and what would you do if you were Lou? You're Lou Lamoriello, and what would you do right now? Any moves that Islanders fans can expect on Monday?
You're giving me flashbacks here, Larry.
I know.
You're giving me a trouble here. I've been banging on the JG Padreau drum for a couple of months here. Center in Ottawa, he's going to be an unrestricted free agent on July 1st. I know these fans have been screaming for a sniper on the wing, and certainly they could use one. I think a lot of teams in the NHL could use another sniper, Lori, but there's a gaping hole on their third line at center. Derek Brassard just hasn't filled the role as adequately as Val Filppula did a year ago, Lori, when Filppula scored 17 goals. Once you get past that second line, there's not a whole lot of offense there, and Derek Brassard has 2 goals since December 17th. That's not going to cut it. Pageau is an NHL career-high 24 goals this year, and he plays in all facets the way Filppula did last year, Lori. He's plus 10 on a Senators team that has a minus 48 goal differential, which goes to show how good he is in his own end of the ice. He was fantastic for the Senators. I'm sure Ranger fans will remember in 2017 how he tortured them. I think he could really, really help the Islanders down the stretch and into the playoffs.
No chance that look, we saw a trade between the locals with Devils and Islanders. There's no chance that the Rangers would turn around and trade Kreider to the Islanders.
I can't see it, especially. I'm sure even if they've had conversations, Laurie, Jeff Gordon's going to ask for Noah Dobson as one of the pieces going the other way. Lou Lamoriello and Barry Trotz love Noah Dobson. He's shown glimpses this year of the defenseman he's going to be for the Islanders for a long time here. But I just can't see them working out a deal for a player with of that magnitude. I just don't see it.
Talking to Brian Compton of NHL.com about the NHL trade deadline. And what did you think, by the way, if we're talking about Andy Green, Devils and Islanders there, what was your take on that trade?
I love it. And it's something that they just had to do. Once Adam Pellick got hurt back on January 2nd before their game against the Devils, ironically, Laurie, there was a huge void there on that back end. And Andy Green is a battle-tested warrior, a Dan Girardi type of player, blocks a ton of shots, doesn't provide a whole lot offensively, but he can if he has to. And the biggest thing that Green has brought, Laurie, is just balance back to those six guys. Nick Leddy, Ryan Pollock, they don't have to play 24, 25 minutes now. Now you can go back to the 19, 20, 21, 22, et cetera. So Andy Green was a huge pickup. I know fans were screaming about the price when the trade first went down. But if you've seen defensemen who have moved since then, Laurie, it's all been, second-round picks going the other way. And, this is supposed to be a very deep draft. So to see the second-round pick go in 2021 as opposed to this year, it might benefit the Islanders long-term. We'll see.
Now, Islanders obviously had an awful road trip, and after losing four in a row, and they come home, they win a couple of games, big game coming up, Rangers-Islanders, and it's nice to say that, where this is actually a big game on Tuesday night, Rangers-Islanders. How are you feeling about the Islanders? They just haven't felt like the same team this season as they were last year, but after the road trip, but then after a couple bounce back wins, how are you feeling about the Islanders right now?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's nice to see them to start putting pucks back in the net, which they didn't do on the West Coast at all during that trip. They scored two goals in four games. I mean, that was brutal. And just getting back to last year at the deadline, Laurie, when they didn't do anything, I think the team kind of took it as a compliment, just the faith that Lou showed in them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this year, something's been missing. Even before Pellick went down, once that mammoth 17-point game streak ended, they had been pretty mediocre for a while. And then Pellick goes down, and it just gets worse. I think it goes back to that center that I was talking about. Once Filippula left and you didn't replace it adequately, Derek Brassard's best days with the Islanders have been on the wing as opposed to what they signed him to do. So that's a problem. So I'm really curious to see how they come out Tuesday night if they don't do anything else. How will they react in those first 10 minutes? The Rangers are going to be raring to go no matter what they do. They always give the Islanders a tough game at the Coliseum. The barn's going to be rocking regardless of what goes down tomorrow. But I think it's become almost painfully evident that the Islanders need another piece here. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
All right, last one before I let you go. What's the biggest move? Forget the locals, just around the league. What's the biggest move that you expect to be made on Monday?
Well, I think it's going to be Kreider. I think he's the jewel of tomorrow now that it looks like he's not going to re-sign with the Rangers. And like I was saying, there's going to be teams lining up here, and it's going to be really interesting to see what Jeff Gordon can land here if, in fact, Kreider gets moved. I mean, there's always a chance here that something happens in the morning and, Jeff and James Dolan sit down and they figure out a way to hammer out a deal with Chris. I know he loves playing here. He's been a great Ranger since the day he was drafted. There's no question about that.
Would you sign him if you were the Rangers? It sounded like the sticking point was the years, that Kreider wants seven, Rangers are holding it six. If you were the Rangers, would you sign Kreider for seven?
If they can get him at $6 million per, I think I would. And the one caveat that I would throw in here.
What if it's $7 million or more?
Yeah, I think that's too much. I just think that they're still a few years away from winning. So you're going to pay Chris Kreider when he's 32, 33, when they're about to get, you know what I mean? It's just a really tough spot.
Yep.
And the caveat that I would throw in is, who is Kraftsoff? Is he Chris Kreider in the making? I think that's a problem here, that they just don't know what Kraftsoff's going to be long term. But if he's going to be of that mold, I mean, he's certainly, that kind of, as far as the size goes, they're similar players. And if Kraftsoff can be that guy offensively, then it's not a huge blow to trade Chris, and especially whatever the return is going to be, which I think is going to be pretty sizable.
Yeah, I think the question right now around the area certainly is, who is Igor Shesterkin? And, the legend of that, it's starting to feel a little Linsanity-ish to me, and it'll be fun to watch if this becomes something where, there is a cult growing around a young player in the area. It'd be fun to watch, and hopefully with more staying power than Lin ever had. All right. Brian Compton, NHL.com. We'll keep it tuned to you and see what happens over the next day or so.
Appreciate it, Lori. Thanks for having me. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.